Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today's adventure features members past and present from the popular sketch comedy show Studio C, Whitney Call, Dalton Johnson, and Kiri Case.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, The Meowgic Lamp.
All right, buddy, can you please get your one and only line right this time? Here, say it to me now. Very good, Mr. Mittens. If you nail your line, I'll give you this. Aha! I knew you couldn't resist the last sardine in the tin. Okay, fine. Have your sardine now. Happy now? All right, take six. And action. Hawkins Antiques presents Escape from Wonderland. Your team must work together to solve a series of curious puzzles before the Red Queen takes your head off. Your first task, find the Cheshire Cat. Ugh, cut. Mr. Mittens, that was your cue.
Hey, Xander, are you done cleaning yet?
Dad'll freak if he sees you in the shop near the antiques. Hide in that box. Come on, get in there. Shh, stay quiet, kitty. Hey, Dad! What?
My antiques! What in the world?
I dusted them, just like you asked.
But you moved everything around!
Yeah, because I had this brilliant idea. What if our antique shop was more like...
an escape room?
Yeah. How'd you guess?
Because escape rooms are all you ever talk about.
Because they're awesome, and it'll be great for business. People will want to buy way more old teacups or croquet mallets or... whatever, if they solve puzzles with them first.
Customers buy antiques because it strikes to the core of their humanity. And they smell great. Not because of some gimmicky game.
But not if the stuff is pointless. Like, why would anyone buy this?
That beautifully handcrafted walnut bread box?
Yeah! Who even needs a bread box?
Everyone needs a bread box. Where else would you keep your bread?
Hey, boys, I'm back. Come help bring the groceries upstairs.
And don't get me started on that big, weird jar of marbles.
What's weird about it?
It's like an unreasonable amount of marbles, if that makes sense. There's like a perfect number of marbles to have in a jar, and it has way more than that.
It doesn't make sense. An unreasonable amount of marbles? That's absurd, and you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Hey, quit yelling at each other and come help me. And it sounds like we have a customer, too.
Perfect timing. Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Is there a perfect number of marbles?
What?
Look at that jar. Is that an unreasonable amount of marbles?
I don't know, but I guess it is kind of a lot of marbles.
See? Ha! You are wrong, Dad!
I'm not wrong. What does this lady know about marbles anyway?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm sure you have a keen eye for all kinds of antiques, including marbles.
I'm gonna go. I can find a bread box somewhere else.
Guys, that's the third time this week your bickering drove away customers.
Blame Dad. I can't do anything without him criticizing me.
Oh, yeah? Maybe if Xander would follow instructions
enough.
For once.
You two choose to push each other's buttons all the time. So I'm closing the shop.
Mom!
Cynthia.
No one is getting this key until you two decide to work together.
But didn't you want us to get the groceries?
The groceries can wait!
Is there anything I would spoil out in the car?
No, but I'd rather not leave a tin of sardines out in the sun. Uh-oh, sounds like somebody heard me say sardines.
Xander! You know I don't want Mr. Mittens down here in the shop! Get him out of that box and back upstairs!
Fine,
What is all this in the box, anyway?
I really cleaned up at this estate sale. Look, I like Ike pins, cufflinks shaped like ducks, ducklinks, an oil lamp, and... oh, aren't these brass hand mirrors lovely?
Did we really need more mirrors? We already have like 1,000 in every size.
Hey, Mr. Mittens is rubbing cat hair all over the new merchandise.
Oh, so much smoke. I can't see anything.
What's happening?
This place is dustier than the desert.
Who are you?
Tis I, the great and powerful Jenny.
a genie?
No, not genie. Jenny!
But you are a genie, right?
That's just one of my titles. Fashion icon, pop diva, bon vivant, small business owner, ethical business owner, and yes, genie.
You came from that oil lamp? Cool.
See, Xander, maybe my antiques aren't so pointless after all.
Oh, great and powerful Jenny. Do we each get 3 wishes?
No. Whoever rubbed the lamp gets the wish. And it's just one. Don't give me that Hollywood 3 wishes nonsense.
Oh, then we'll take turns rubbing the lamp.
Nope. No. After the wish is done, the lamp will vanish. And trust me, you will not find it twice.
I get the wish then. I think I touched the lamp when I was setting up the escape room. No, I get the wish. I found Mr. Mittens in the box with the lamp.
I paid for the lamp. Does that count?
No way. You'd wish for something dumb, like a bigger shop.
Yeah, wouldn't that help all of us?
No, I'd wish for the ultimate escape room.
Man, you called my wish dumb.
You're both thinking small. We could enchant this antique cash register to have endless cash.
Oh, really? Oh, that's hilarious. Meow. Meow. Meow.
You can talk to cats?
Obviously. And it's a good thing, because it was Mr. Mittens that rubbed the lamp.
What? Cats can't get wishes?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're the wish expert, right? Now, Master Mittens, what is your wish? Oh, you are so right.
What did he say?
That he deserves to be treated with more respect, and it begins with a more dignified name than Mr. Mittens.
He said all that with one little meow?
Catanese is a tonal language. A lot of meaning comes through the inflection.
Hey, kitty, don't waste your wish on that. We can give you a new name. Then maybe we could use the wish instead.
That's a great idea. We could give him a way better name.
Excuse me, wish granting is an art form, and nobody does it better than moi.
Well, if you're so good and powerful, then how about a little competition?
Whoa. You want to challenge me?
If I can grant Mr. Mittens' wish better than you, then you have to transfer the wish over to me to use on anything I want.
Oh, that overconfidence is adorable. Well, this might be good for a laugh. Okay, challenge accepted.
Woohoo! That wish is as good as mine. Now it's naming time. Gary Four Paws of Litterland.
Oh, nice. Litterland. He'll love that.
Mr. Scratch.
No, cats don't want that name. They want a name like The Moose.
Honey, no. I don't think that that's professional enough.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
Mr. Gloves. He doesn't like mittens, but what about gloves?
What if we do Paul McCartney?
From henceforth, you shall no longer be called Mr. Mittens. You shall be called... Dr. Mittens!
Dr. Mittens? Blah! That's way worse than his old name.
What was his old name anyway?
I'd never forget Dr. Mittens' old name. It was Dr. Mittens. No, it was Dr. Mittens. What? I can't... How can I not remember?
I erased all evidence of the old name. Even memories. And now the final touch for the newly minted doctor.
Aw, a tiny little diploma and graduation cap. Now that's cute. Mom, don't praise her.
How could you not? Jenny the Great and Powerful always grants wishes with both power and flair. Looks like I win, kid.
Aw, man! And maybe if we had worked together instead of arguing over each other, we could have won.
It doesn't matter now. Chances like that will never come again.
Now, Dr. Mittens, what's your second wish?
Second wish?
You said he only got one.
I said you'd only get one, but there's a special clause for cats. They have 9 lives, so they get 1 wish for each of their lives.
So there are 8 wishes left?
Not necessarily. The offer's only valid for a cat's remaining lives. Does Dr. Mittens have all of his lives?
Of course he does. Actually, we don't know what happened to him before we got him from the shelter.
Is that so? Tell me every gory detail. Don't skip the violent parts. Ugh, electrical outlets are sneaky. So the cougar must have won. Was it an upright or a grand piano? Well, it's called rat poison, not cat poison. How big was that hairball?
Oh, poor kitty.
Shush. So that puts you at, let's see, cougars, electrocution, piano, poison, choking. Three wishes. So what's your second wish, Dr. Mittens?
What did he say?
He says it's boring in here. He wants some stimulating cat toys. Laser pointers? Oh, easy peasy. And I only give my clients the best, so my lasers will be giant. Killer!
Doc! They're literally killer lasers. Do I smell smoke?
My cheeks! A laser's boring a hole into the bread box!
Oh no! Now you'll have nowhere to store your bread!
At least the lasers don't seem to be moving, so that's a relief.
I think it's safe to stand back up.
Pretty cool, eh? I was going for a Mission Impossible vibe. It's your favorite movie? Have you seen Entrapment? We should have a movie night! All right, we'll call this wish accomplished. Unless you want to challenge me, kid.
Like, make him some laser pointers?
Guess I'll take the W on this one.
This is gonna be harder than I thought.
Any other cat toy wishes? Ice cubes? Those aren't cat toys.
I give him ice cubes sometimes and he bats them around with his little paws. It's so cute.
That's a thing? I never heard of it. And I know my cat videos.
Plenty of cats play with ice cubes.
If you insist. Enjoy some deluxe ice cubes.
Look out! Huge ice blocks incoming!
They're stacking up like walls! It's like an igloo in here!
More like Elsa's Ice Palace inspo, thank you. Isn't it fabulous?
Oh no. A sudden drop in temperature can have catastrophic effects on delicate materials like ceramics. Oh, there goes my Russian Imperial porcelain tea set. There goes all the rest of the china in the shop.
It's so cold in here.
Mom, you're always cold.
It's a thyroid issue.
Jenny! Dr. Mittens could never play with these ice cubes. Why do all your wishes have to be so giant?
Go big or go home, I always say. And I never go home. I live in Florida. Want to challenge this one?
I would go get some regular ice cubes, but all the doors are blocked by ice walls.
Guess I win by Now let's get on with the final wish.
Final wish already?
We better win this one. It'll cost a fortune to put this place back together again.
Ugh, now that is an unspeakably nasty wish. I have standards, you know. No slime, no grime, just prime time all the time.
What is it?
I can't even say it. Here, Dr. Mittens, this will be so much better. Voila!
Is that fish?
And not just any fish, a bluefin tuna with a velvety lemon caper sauce. Made by the best chefs in Paris.
I know what he really wished for, sardines.
Just thinking about that processed salt slime makes me, I can't, I'm thinking about it. Okay, Dr. Mittens, if you'll just accept this heavenly, buttery, exorbitantly expensive fish, I'll be on my way.
You won't eat it. Told ya, wish not accepted.
Okay, Zamdurt. Here's your big chance to beat me, like that ever happened.
I will beat you. I'll just give him a sardine and that wish will be mine. Oh shoot, I gave him the last sardine this morning.
I bought another tin. It's out in the car.
Nice.
But how do we get to it? Look around. We're surrounded by deadly lasers and walls of ice.
It's the ultimate escape room!
Stop messing around, Xander. This is serious.
Of course you've got to be all dismissive, Dad. I don't need you anyway.
No, Xander, you can't do this alone.
Finally, someone's thinking rationally.
Yes, and I think Xander's right. It is like an escape room.
What?
Are we trapped in a room?
Yes.
Are there obstacles and puzzles?
I guess.
And most importantly, we can't escape unless we work together.
Okay, you made your point.
All right, let's escape.
Don't move!
You're gonna stop us?
Huh? No, you're not like my prisoners. What kind of genie do you think I am? No, I just need a sec to get my popcorn ready. Perfect. All right, this should be amusing. Carry on.
Okay, let's focus. There are two obstacles to solve, the lasers and the ice blocks.
Which should we tackle first?
Hard to say.
Really? I thought you were the escape room expert.
Do you have salt?
Normally, they gave you stuff to get started, like blueprints or helpful objects.
Then we're in luck. This place is full of helpful objects.
Like what?
There's gotta be something.
Do you have truffle oil? It's a big reach, but...
Ah, like these!
The hand mirrors?
One for you and one for me.
Oh, I get it! We'll reflect laser beams to melt the ice blocking the door.
Exactly. Get ready to reflect in 3, 2, 1! It's working!
Good shot!
Yes!
Great work, you two!
Huh. I imagined it instantly vaporizing.
Yeah, this is gonna take like an hour.
An hour? No way I'm waiting that long. I'll give you, I don't know, 3 minutes?
Three minutes?
Starting now.
We'll never melt it fast enough.
We could reflect more beams at it. We've got plenty more mirrors.
It's not enough. We need a reasonable number of beams for it to work.
I know how to get an unreasonable number of beams. The big weird jar of marbles.
What?
The marbles are glass, and they're curved like a lens. If we hit the jar with the lasers, the marbles could refract the light.
And send beams reflecting back out.
It'll be unpredictable what direction the beams will shoot out. It could be dangerous.
But if we don't do something fast, we'll lose the wish.
That's for sure. 2 minutes till I'm out of here.
Let's use these full-length mirrors instead. They'll give us better protection. Everyone grab one. Okay. Now take cover behind your mirrors.
Dr. Mittens, right on my shoulder. Gotcha. Ready, Mom and Dad?
Ready.
Good. Now angle your mirrors at the marbles and reflect.
Oh, pretty.
It's working. The marbles are shooting laser beams everywhere!
It's melting all of the ice blocks in the whole shop!
My beautiful ice palace! Let it go, Jenny.
The door's unblocked! Let's go!
1 minute left! Good luck navigating the laser maze in time!
She's right! We don't have time!
We do if we work together. Everyone huddle in tight, back together, face your mirrors outward like shields.
Great idea, Dad! That'll reflect the lasers on every side!
Good. Now let's go!
Alright. One step at a time.
Just, we got it.
Okay,
easy does it.
Almost to the door. We made it.
All right, it's locked. Mom, do you still have the key?
Yes, you guys earned it.
Let's go, Dr. Mittens. Where are the sardines? We're so close to winning.
They're in the other bag.
Found them. Here you go, Dr. Mittens. A whole tin of sardines just for you.
You love your sardines, don't you, kitty?
Time's up. Looks like I win again. Oh, barf. He picked that filth over my Michelin star tuna?
Of course. We know Dr. Mittens way better than any genie ever could.
Hooray, hooray. You and your trashy cat beat me. The final wish is yours.
Woohoo! Sandra, you did it! Give me 5!
No, we did it, Dad!
I'll transfer the last wish to you, kid, like a not-sore loser, which makes me a winner. Now, what is your wish?
You know, I was gonna say the ultimate escape room, but all that stuff just now, aiming the lasers with my dad, giving him a high five, that was really nice.
I agree. It was nice.
I get why Mom wants us to stop fighting. So that's my wish, for me and Dad to always get along.
Oh, child. As fabulous as my powers are, magic can't change the way people feel about each other. You have to fix that yourself.
In that case, I wish for the shop to go back to the way it was before. No killer lasers, no ice blocks. Got it?
Really?
Undoing wishes? Ugh, boring. You really want things to be the same as before?
I don't think it'll be the same at all. Right, Dad?
Right, son.
Ugh, very well. One boring old antique shop coming up. But, beep. Your wish is granted.
So now you'll vanish forever.
Well, I have one request first. If you've enjoyed your experience with Jenny the Great and Powerful, please leave me a 5-star rating. Ugh, picky, picky. Well, see you never.
Oh, she's turning back into smoke.
The lamp's in the shop. Come on.
She's getting sucked back into the lamp.
Bye-bye.
She's gone.
But look at the shop. Jenny actually did a good job for once.
Every antique back in its place. Or rather, its old place.
Old place?
Yeah. You know, we did almost get zapped to death and all that, but it was also kind of fun.
You think so?
Yeah, and I think you're onto something. People might buy more antiques if they use them, gently, to solve puzzles. So I want to try your escape room idea, Xander.
No way!
Would you design it?
Only if you help! I can hear the cash register ringing already.
Sounds like we got all our wishes granted after all.
And we didn't need magic to do it.
We just needed to work together.
I already have so many ideas! We can hide clues in vases so people have to smash them to get them out.
Or we could hide clues in books.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of those.
Unless it's a first edition, those are off limits.
That's right.
So is Dr. Mittens a doctor now? And what is he a doctor in?
Hi, my name is Whitney Call. I played Jenny the Genie in The Meowgic Lamp. It was a really fun episode to make. Jenny the Genie, man, you know, you look at her and you're like, this diva, this queen just came to take up as much space as she could. She's spending all this time living in her lamp. And when she has a chance to come out, she's coming out.
Excuse me. Wish granting is an art form, and nobody does it better than moi.
But real talk, though, I think my favorite part was seeing Xander and his dad finally be able to work together. They melted the ice. They were able to get out of the house together. There's things that Xander and his dad hate about each other. And then they realize that they're the best things about each other and they can come together and help each other, embracing their differences and actually making a way out.
Woohoo! Xander, you did it! Give me five!
No, we did it, Dad!
So yeah, it was a lovely experience. It was fun and heartfelt.
Thanks to Whitney, we loved hearing from her, and we love hearing from you. We've got this review on Apple Podcasts from a listener with the username I Love DJ Fuch. Now, the review says, all my kids love this podcast and listen to it every night at bedtime. They can't wait for a new episode each week. Keep up the great work. Oh, thank you so much. We love hearing that. And we'll try to keep up the great work. We hope you leave us a review too on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify. Comments really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we just might read your comments on the show.
Now, here is a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called Wrath of the Pharaoh.
Shine the light on these hieroglyphics.
Brothers Daniel and Carter make a big discovery at an Egyptian excavation site.
This is a collapsed doorway. There could be an actual tomb in there.
But they may have also unleashed an ancient curse.
Ow! My hand turned to stone. I can't move it.
There's only one way to save Daniel's life.
We have to kill the Pharaoh.
The Meowgic Lamp was written by Evie Hendricks and Brian Tanner and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Whitney Call as Jenny the Genie, Liam Kaufman as Xander, Dalton Johnson as Kelton, Kiri Case as Cynthia, and Erica Price as Customer.
It was so fun for us working with our Studio C friends, Dalton, Whitney, and Kiri. And you can find more Studio C at byutv.org or on the BYU TV app.
The sound team was led by Kaysen Renshaw and Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Kylie Linton, dialogue editing by Kylie Linton and Jim Kassler, and sound design, music editing, and mixing by Jim Kassler, Hannah Evans, and Charles Clark. This episode's original art was created by Adrian Walsh. Special thanks to Becca Hurley-Long for consulting on the script, and to Dale Green for shooting behind-the-scenes video that you can see on Kaboom's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube accounts. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom staff includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.